Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio, which is now on Shermer time, with the Giants officially hiring Pat Shermer as their 18th head coach. I'm Ed Valentine, editor and lead blogger of Big Blue View, and your host for this show. We hope everyone is doing well out there in Giants land today. And so let's talk a little bit about the Pat Shermer hiring. Obviously, this was a secret that wasn't really a secret. For a few days, leading up to the official hiring, which came late in the day on Monday. Shermer has yet to hold an official introductory press conference. With the timing after Minnesota lost to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, Shermer and Giants general manager Dave Gettleman are now in Mobile, Alabama, scouting prospects at the Senior Bowl, which that's more important than holding a media meet and greet. So obviously, that was the right thing to do. Couple of thoughts on the Shermer hire. I had to chuckle over the fact that after Minnesota was blown out on Sunday, there were Giants fans in the comments at Big Blue View and in my Twitter timeline at Big Blue View, jumping off the Shermer bandwagon, pretty much before they had ever gotten on. You simply can't judge, a coach, a player, anyone off of one game. Shermer couldn't do anything about the interception Case Keenum threw. He couldn't do anything about the fumble that Case Keenum had. You look at Shermer's body of work as a quarterback's coach and as an offensive coordinator at several different stops in the NFL, and it's impressive. Shermer checked a lot of the boxes that the Giants were interested in. They wanted a head coaching experience. They wanted a guy who could handle the quarterback transition that they have coming. They've pretty much made the decision. No one has officially announced it, but they've pretty much seemed to have made the decision that Eli Manning will be their quarterback in 2018. And after that, who knows? With the draft is coming up, they might draft a quarterback, number two overall. They might not, they might look at Davis Webb as the quarterback of the future. Shermer and Gettleman might cook up another plan that we don't know anything about. Who knows? But there is a quarterback transition coming. He is a guy who has handled, a variety of different quarterbacks, different types of quarterbacks, guys that have been drafted in the first round, like Donovan McNabb and Sam Bradford. Guy like Case Keenum this past year, who came into the league as an undrafted free agent. So he's had success with guys who, who have different pedigrees and different styles. So, very interesting, and, check that box for the Giants. The big question for me with Shermer will be on the locker room and the different personalities and dysfunction and things that went on in the Giants locker room. When I think about that, though, first and foremost, winning games takes care of dysfunction like that. Winning games makes players happier, makes their complaints seem a little bit less dramatic, and pushes all of that stuff to the back burner. So win games, and I don't think you have chemistry issues and locker room dysfunction. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, the wheels are already spinning for the Giants. So let's talk a little bit about what has been going on with the coaching staff and get caught up there. The biggest news that we heard on Tuesday night was that the Giants will hire James Betcher, formerly of the Arizona Cardinals, as their defensive coordinator. This is a really interesting hire of a young, up-and-coming coach who, if you read the reports on him, if you get to know what he's done in Arizona, this is a guy who seems destined someday to be an NFL head coach. In 3 years in Arizona, his defenses were in the top six every season. He runs, technically, at least in Arizona, ran a 3-4, but he really ran a multiple front defense that rarely offered the same look, that sometimes had guys floating in and out of the line of scrimmage, had guys being used in multiple ways, sometimes rushing, sometimes dropping back, guys that could do multiple things. He had Deion Buchanan, guy that is a 210, 215-pound safety, lined up quite often as a middle linebacker. Betcher is an interesting hire, going to change the Giants' defense, at least how they play defensively, probably how they use their personnel. I think we'll see some significant changes there. We'll see how that works out. But it is a very interesting sort of forward-thinking, progressive hire by Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman. And when I think about it, Shurmur is actually a fairly progressive hire himself, simply because of the different offensive philosophies he's been exposed to. He's technically a West Coast guy, but he's got North Turner influences and Chip Kelly influences, which make, Turner the more vertical offense, older fashioned, more vertical offense, more traditional NFL style. Chip Kelly, obviously the college style, no huddle, all of that, the RPOs and those kinds of things, from the Kelly side of it. So both of these hires, I think, are progressive type hires, things that will change, what we see, from the Giants going forward. There's no way to know at this point if any of these things are going to work. We can all have our opinions, but I didn't know who James Betcher was until yesterday, until we really started discussing, Giants head coaching candidates. I knew who Pat Shurmur was, but I hadn't really deeply studied his background. I believe he's a good hire for the Giants. I believe, knowing what I know at this point about Betcher, that Betcher will be a good hire. But we have to wait and see. We have to wait and see how the personnel are used. We have to wait and see what happens in free agency, what happens in the draft. So there's really no way to know at this point. It's nice to for the Giants to have their primary decision makers in place, to know who's going to be making decisions and going forward from there. We don't know what'll happen in the draft. Will the Giants draft a quarterback? Will they make a trade down? Will they maybe draft Saquon Barkley? We'll have to see how all of that plays out. One thing to note, too, here is we saw another report this morning that longtime Giants secondaries coach, Dave Merritt, who has been with the Giants, I believe, since the beginning of the Coughlin era, will move on to the Arizona Cardinals. You know, we've seen Merritt move on now. We've seen Patrick Graham move on, Mike Sullivan, Frank Cignetti, wide receivers coach Adam Henry, tight end coach Kevin Gilbride Jr. You know, we've seen reports that the Giants are likely or expected to hire Thomas McGahee to replace Tom Quinn. So we're seeing the beginnings of a coaching staff being put together, you know, in addition to the hiring of the defensive coordinator. I'm interested to see what Shurmur does at the offensive coordinator position. You know, will he hire a guy who wants to come in and really run the offense his way, wants to bring in his system, or will he run the offense himself basically and hire, you know, maybe more of a younger first-time coordinator, a guy who does, you know, for him, largely what Mike Sullivan did for the last couple of years for the Giants before taking over the play-calling duties, which is basically help the implementation of the system that the head coach wants to run, you know, without the play-calling duties. We'll see. That's going to be an interesting decision, and for me, it's the next big one to come down the pipeline. And we'll see where that goes. Anyway, Giants fans, just a quick show for today to get you caught up on what's been going on. Perhaps before Saturday, you know, maybe I'll do another show to talk about the Senior Bowl, to update you on any more news regarding, you know, coaching hires. And we go from there. And thank you very much, as always, for listening, Giants fans, and we will talk to you again very soon. All right. Bye-bye now.